8:09 on a Monday morning, the Minister of Culture is Jim Inman. He's the host of the Bloomington Review on Friday evenings, and he joins me this morning. And so does Stephanie Shelton. She's the Chief Development Officer at Life Design. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Are you frozen here on a Monday morning?
Well, not yet, but it's possible later today.
Well, we don't want anybody to be frozen because we want them to obviously get out a day on and not a day off for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. But you have a very, very big and busy event coming up. It almost encompasses the entire month of February. It's the week of chocolate that is trending in the right direction. And this has been going on now for over 20 years. Tell us about how it got started, Stephanie, and what great things we need to look forward to coming up next month.
Well, you know, being that it started about 20 years ago, I don't have a whole lot of information about that. But I do know that originally Life Designs was searching for an idea for a fun fundraising event for the area that no one else was doing. And the person who was tasked with coming up with the ideas suggested the Week of Chocolate as an idea, and the board loved it. And from there, it just kind of snowballed and kept changing and morphing over the years and until it became what it is today.
And Stephanie, when people hear the Week of Chocolate, the first thing they do is start drooling, but it really does help benefit people in our community, and Life Designs as part of that. Talk about the partnership and how people can get involved in making this this great event happen.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, there are a number of volunteer opportunities to be involved, helping to set up the events or helping to plan them throughout the year. The events will begin February 2nd this year and go all the way through February 18th.
The month of chocolate. Let's get this thing renamed the month of chocolate because everybody wants to be.
We're going to have to work on that, aren't we?
We like that. We like that. That's good. Yeah. That gives people more chances to get involved where you don't pigeonhole one weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. That was kind of the idea. We know that February can be a busy month, especially around Valentine's Day. And one of the things that Life Designs does is partners with other businesses in the community. So we look to local businesses, local business owners. We look to other nonprofits. And we try to coordinate this event schedule so that it doesn't just benefit Life Designs. It also benefits the other nonprofits involved as well. This year, for example, we have the Bloomington Moose Lodge, a local nonprofit organization, PALS, Rhinos Youth Center, the Down Syndrome Family Connection, Wonder Lab, and BCT, Buskirk Chumley Theater, are all involved this year. So
if someone is wanting,
really exciting.
So if somebody is interested in any and all of these events, let's first of all tell them, how do they find out about what is on the calendar for February?
The best way, or the quickest way to find out, is to just go to weekofchocolate.com. There is a full event schedule with event listings, and as more details are added as we get closer to the events, there'll be links directly to that website. So you'll be able to just kind of scroll through the calendar and click on any event you're interested in. There will be ticket links for any of the events that have tickets where you can register to attend. There's also contact information on the Life Designs website as well. If you're if you have questions, you can always call our office.
And what is that number, Stephanie?
Our office number is 812-332-9615.
And then you mentioned that some of these items are ticketed and some are complimentary to attend. So are people already signing up for things to get started, or is this the initial push to get the awareness out of the month of chocolate, so to speak?
I actually have had at least 5 people purchase tickets already. So it's moving, and I would suggest, you know, getting on there and checking out what you want to do, because last year we had a couple of events sell out even 2 weeks before they happened. So I think that it would probably be a good idea to just go take a look and kind of get those things on your calendar and get moving if you want to purchase tickets, because they've grown for a long time. They're really exciting this year, and I do expect some of them to sell out again this year.
Wonderful.
Sounds like a wonderful Valentine's Day present. Mm-hmm. Hint.
Yes.
Hint. Excuse me. Chief Development Officer of Life Designs is our good friend Stephanie Shelton. She checks in this morning. Hey, do I need a chocolate passport or can I just show up? Tell me all about this.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. So one thing we've started doing in partnership with Peachtree Mountain Truffles over the past few years is having a chocolate passport for all of these events. So Peachtree graciously has sponsored the prizes that you'll receive if you complete a chocolate passport. But all you have to do to get your prize is at any event, passports will be available to be picked up. Once you have yours, you hang on to it. And as you attend each event, you get your passport stamped. This year, we also have three participating restaurants where you can go in and have a dessert and get your passport stamped as well. Those are open, you know, whatever their normal schedule is, but pretty much every day throughout the week of chocolate. We have C3, Crumble, Coffee and Bakery, and Finch's all participating this year.
So when you walk in, you just say, hey, I've got my passport. I want it stamped, and I want chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. It's that easy, right?
Well, you have to order what's on their week of chocolate special menu, but we have the menu items listed online, and you can just walk in and mention that you're there for the week of chocolate, and the servers can help you choose what you would like to have. But yes, you can get your passport stamped there and then check out some of the events as well. If you get three stamps, you will get a free four-piece box of truffles from Peachtree Mountain Truffles. And if you get five stamps, you'll get a nine-piece box of truffles.
So if I do like four and five, then I get like 30 pieces of candy or something like
that.
You get
a truckload of truffles.
I was going to say, you know, you bring in the stack of cards like the old green stamp days. Tell us about Life Designs. For those that are listening that might not be so familiar, can you tell a little bit about what Life Designs is and what you all do?
Absolutely. So a lot of people in our community have recognized Life Designs in the past as an organization called Options or Options for Better Living. Life Designs is a nonprofit organization. We were formed in about 1982 by a group of family members, parents, who had children with disabilities, and they believed that there should be a better option for their children than just living in an institution or a group home for their entire lives. They believed that people with disabilities should be integrated into the community just like everyone else. And from there, we started. We were one of the first organizations to do supported living in the state of Indiana. We've been growing ever since. Today, we support about 450 or more customers across six different counties in southern Indiana, south central Indiana, I should say. And we provide a variety of services, but including housing, employment support, just living support in general, community living support, education. We have a continued education program, and we have some other support programs such as behavior support, health and wellness coordination, and assistive technology.
Stephanie Shelton's our guest this morning. She's the Chief Development Officer at Life Designs, and you have a big Facebook page that has all this, because remember, if it's not on Facebook, it never happens.
We do have a Facebook page, actually. We have a Week of Chocolate Facebook page.
Because you have too many events to list off. I mean, it's great. The website's awesome. We're going to put that on our WGCLradio.com page so people can see that as well, because you literally have an event almost every day of the month of February for the first 3 weeks. And obviously, people can be reminded on Facebook, join the event, sign up for the event, and do all that. And you've got plenty of action going on there.
That's right, yes.
And it's a busy time, and as we've mentioned, people need to buy tickets in advance. When we go to that Facebook link, which Jim Inman Jr. is doing right now, that should take us right to where we need to go, right, to sign up for anything we need to sign up?
Yes. Not all of the events have tickets on sale just yet, but for those that do, there are links on the page, and as soon as they're all on sale, every single one of them will be linked from the Week of Chocolate webpage. And people will be able to just click on the organization's event and go directly to the ticket page.
Yeah, and if you just search Week of Chocolate in Google, it pops right up to the top of the list, and that is absolutely fantastic. You've got some great sponsors that have helped out. I can't believe it. Seems like everybody in the community is getting behind this. You have to be pretty proud of the support that goes along with this event.
We really are. You know, we've got a few of our top organizations that we want to give a shout out to here today, but there are an awful lot of organizations that help out in the community, and we just can't thank all of them enough. Our top sponsors this year are Oliver Winery, and they've been involved for just about as long as it's been around. Peachtree Mountain Truffles, they were really key in getting the chocolate passport started. Lamar Advertising, of course. Gallery Mortgage Group, which they host one of our events and help us to coordinate the Week of Chocolate Art Gallery, which is a lot of fun. The Bloomington Watercolor Society, who's really involved with submitting artwork for the gallery and also volunteering throughout the time frame of the events. Ball Fine Print and Mailing. They're our print sponsor. They take care of all of our printing materials, and they've just been so helpful. They're really, really great to work with, and we appreciate everyone, and we're thankful to have such great community support.
And Stephanie, tell us the website one more time, the easiest way to find it. You don't want to go to the website, people, here on a Monday. If you're starting your diet today, this is probably not the place you want to go, because all it is gorgeous pictures of chocolate, and more chocolate. But we have to look. It's just like we have to look. We need to know this information. Where do we go?
We would like you to go to weekofchocolate.com, and we'll have everything you need to know there. And if you have further questions, you're welcome to call us as well. Our number is 812-332-9615.
Wonderful, Stephanie. I think you will have a...
I'm drooling. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm trying to get the microphone turned back on here as I look at all these pictures of cakes and cookies and
it's always
everything.
An awesome thing.
Well, and it goes to a great cause. That's the other part of it too. And Stephanie, we'll put this up on our webpage so everybody can see it. Please, everybody, go and take a look on Facebook as well, the Week of Chocolate. And there are so many events to get involved, and it's a great cause for the community. Hey, thanks for your time today. Watch that snow out there. Keep that chocolate nice and cold for us.
Thank you very much. We'll make sure to do that.
All right. Stephanie Shelton, good stuff there. She's the Chief Development Officer of Life Designs. That's tough to do on a Monday.
It is.
And good for her. But 20 years, what a great mm-hmm. event this has been. And if you talk to anybody that's been around town for a minute, if you mention this, everybody knows about it.
Yes.
Because so many groups, I know Indiana University was involved at one point doing the Art of Chocolate mm-hmm. and all that. All those events are in there.
Right.
We couldn't go through every event this morning because there's 15 of them, which is great because it gives you a way to get involved. LifeDesignsInc.org, that pops it right up too. You have multiple places to do that. We thank Stephanie's time this morning.